What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show. It is Thursday, July 13th, 2023. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. It is another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get through the news as quickly as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. So let's get right on into it. Now, yesterday we reported on this story, or actually a little earlier in the week, about how there was going to be this tremendous aurora display that was going to reach down to 17 states, including here in Indiana. And I was out there at 3 o'clock this morning with the night vision scope and didn't see anything. And apparently the aurora activity did not peak last night, probably not going to peak tonight. And now they're saying that prediction was put out in error, and that somebody was quoted that didn't really say that that was going to happen. So, you know, again, you got to be careful. But, you know, seeing the auroras is kind of on my bucket list, although I've seen one once when I was a kid in New Hampshire, and it was just way off on the northern horizon here. Anyway, getting into politics here, to nobody's surprise at all, the Secret Service has closed the White House cocaine investigation. And, of course, everybody's screaming it's an obvious cover-up here. And the Secret Service is saying, well, there's a lack of evidence, and we just really don't know what's going on. Now they're saying the drugs were abandoned in a West Wing locker. They've changed the location yet again to put it someplace where outside guests could get in there. And it's ridiculous. Tim Burchett said the agents just decided it's some weekend visitor and chalked up the entire investigation as another White House cover-up here. And he said, it's bogus. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And I would tend to agree. It's brazen. You know, right in your face, lying to us here. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Lauren Boebert announced that during this interview of the Secret Service with their briefing, this is actually the third time illegal drugs were found in the White House since 2022. And probably we wouldn't have found out about this one had somebody not intercepted the call to the first responders. And so, you know, yeah, drugs are in the White House here. And they're saying, well, we narrowed it down to 500 individuals, which should have been drug tested. But no, there's no evidence here. We don't need to look any further than that. Now, what the Secret Service is saying is that if a terrorist brought anthrax into the White House, we would have no way to catch the terrorists. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. And, you know, to cover for Hunter Biden's rear end, the Secret Service just told every terrorist on Earth that the White House is so poorly surveilled they couldn't even catch a bag of cocaine's owner. Now, ISIS has heard that. Putin's spies have heard that. Xi's army has heard that. They have really basically damaged the credibility of the Secret Service by doing this. And nobody's buying this anyway. There was an online poll over on Twitter, you know, who did the cocaine belong to? 97% of respondents say it's Hunter's. You know, and if you look at that video of Hunter on the balcony during the Independence Day celebrations, yes, he's obviously high on something. And like I said, during my first marriage, I had close experience with cocaine users, and that's exactly the way they behave. Anyway, we're still talking about yesterday's interview with or hearing with FBI Director Christopher Wray. And, you know, he admitted the Bureau was colluding with companies to collect Americans' info. And he basically tried to treat it like it's no big deal. You know, yes, we get the bank records and, you know, gun purchase records. And, you know, it's perfectly normal. No, it isn't. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that is the contract with America, okay? The government has to comply with that Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They have to operate within those limits or they're no longer legitimate, and we, the American people, owe them no loyalty, okay? And that's how serious this really is. Now, one of the other things that happened is that Christopher Wray refused to divulge any information about the so-called pipe bomb investigation. Now, it's come on out since then. The pipe bombs were fakes. They couldn't explode. And, you know, mysteriously, the surveillance cameras that were covering where the bombs were left, they were both not operating. And you know something? It's like the Keystone Cops, you know, and somebody... you know, ran a little poll, you know, is the FBI corrupt or incompetent? And I said, you needed a third choice for both. And, the FBI makes a lot of really bad goofs. And as a matter of fact, let me pull up two of them for you that are really going to be kind of interesting. And they're in my COINTELPRO page. Great moments in the history of the FBI. And basically, they're talking about the FBI responding to the top British spy, Dusan Popov, codenamed Tricycle, in August of 1941, when Tricycle presented the complete Japanese plan for the attack on Pearl Harbor. And the FBI said, it's too precise, it's too complete to be believed. You know, it just, we're not going to buy it here. And this was documented in Pearl Harbor, The Verdict of History by Gordon Prange, Appendix 7, published back in 1986. This is based on records from the Joint Congressional Committee on the Investigation of the Pearl Harbor Attack that was held from November 1945 to May of 1946. Okay, another great moment in the history of the FBI. In 1964, there were accusations that the song Louie Louie, as recorded by the Kingstons, contained obscene lyrics, and the FBI conducted a two-year study analyzing the recording to determine what was actually being sung before somebody reminded them that the lyrics were on file at the U.S. Copyright Office. This is your FBI in action. Okay, they are not the wonderful group that you see in Silence of the Lambs and the FBI story and so forth and so on. All righty, now getting into Hunter Biden. Next week, the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability will be hearing testimony from two key whistleblowers regarding, Hunter Biden and some of the things that he's been doing. The whistleblowers provided information about how the Justice Department refused to follow evidence that implicated Joe Biden. They tipped off Hunter Biden's attorneys, and they ran the clock out, the statute of limitations with certain charges, and put Hunter Biden on the path to that sweetheart plea deal that he got. And it is incredibly, incredibly corrupt, and it's convincing American people. There are two systems of justice in this country. One for the elites, which basically says, you can do whatever you want. And the other system of justice for us ordinary Americans that says you will do what we tell you or bad things will happen to you. Okay, now, Georgia GOP Representative Austin Scott says that the Republicans need to make sure Democrat voters understand the corruption that went on between the Biden family and China, not to mention Romania and Ukraine and the rest of it. And he's saying you've got to get people who voted for Joe Biden to understand what happened. Well, you're sort of glossing over the fact that a lot of these people actually didn't vote for Joe Biden. The election was rigged. Okay. And, you know, Joe Biden spent most of the campaign season in his basement. You know, his rallies drew handfuls of people. I remember one Joe Biden rally where the media outnumbered the actual public who showed up. Meanwhile, of course, Donald Trump was just selling out these incredible sports venues and everything. Now, speaking of Donald Trump, he is now leading Ron DeSantis by 24% going into the New Hampshire primary. And Trump received 39% of the vote. It's dropped a little from 44% in June. DeSantis was at 12% in June, but bounced up slightly to 15%. But Trump is still very much ahead. Chris Christie and Tim Scott are virtually tied for third place at 6 and 7%, and 17% of the electorate are still undecided on the matter here. Now, Ron DeSantis came on out and announced this week that if Donald Trump wins the primary and becomes the Republican nominee for president, that he, Ron DeSantis, is not really interested in the vice president's slot. Okay. And I'm sure a lot of Floridians would probably agree with that. DeSantis has done a lot of good for Florida, and they want him to stay down there and keep on doing what he's doing with regards to, immigration and various other issues there. Now, former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, commonly known as America's Toughest Sheriff, has filed a complaint for defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and civil assault by Marcelo Ebrard Casaubon, a former Mexican Minister of the Interior and current presidential candidate, for branding Arpaio as a murderer and gun smuggler. And those were definitely defamatory things to be saying. Now, Larry Klayman, the founder of both Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, and the latter's current chairman and general counsel, basically filed suit on Arpaio's behalf. So we'll see what's going to happen in that one. Okay, now, one of the things that came on out is, Ray Epps has filed a defamation lawsuit against Fox News, and in that lawsuit, it's revealed that he has been criminally charged by the Department of Justice about 3 years after the fact, okay? And basically, in May of this year, the Department of Justice notified Epps it would seek to charge him for events of January 6, 2.5 years later. And basically, I am smelling a big rat here. This is political theater. By charging Ray, the FBI and Department of Justice will insist, see, he's not a Fed. We're charging him. We're not protecting him and everything. But if Ray Epps wins his lawsuit against Fox, which is likely to happen, the FBI and Department of Justice will say, see, he wasn't a Fed, and they will then drop the charges. Or if he actually goes to trial on it, he'll get a wrist slap. I'm going to predict that one right now. Meanwhile, again, polls on social media, people are convinced he was a Fed. And you need to remember, Donald Trump was saying, peacefully go to the Capitol building and protest. Ray Epps was the one who was saying, we got to go inside, we got to go inside, we got to go inside. And yet they're after Donald Trump. And here's where it gets really obvious what's going on. Up until the announcement that Ray Epps was being charged, the media was calling the events of January 6th an insurrectionist carried out by secessionists, an attack on the Capitol. Well, now they've changed their tune, and they're describing January 6th as a pro-Trump rally and demonstration. So it was no big deal, and, Ray Epps isn't guilty of anything really major because it's just, it was just a protest here. And it's a far cry from the attack on the U.S. Capitol, which they've been drumming into our heads ever since then. So, yeah, the corporate media has done a complete narrative shift. It was no longer an insurrection, an attack on the Capitol building by those Trump supporters. It was just an ordinary demonstration and protest. No big deal. No harm, no foul. Leave that poor Ray Epps alone here. All righty. Now, a little bit of good news. We're all getting kind of tired of this whole diversity, inclusion, and so forth. And, equity activists are outraged because apparently a lot of companies are starting to run out of white guilt. Okay, you can only get so much white guilt out of people. Disney and Netflix and other companies are letting their DEI chiefs go. Okay, they're dropping the program and saying, let's just get back to doing the business that we're supposed to be doing rather than enforcing a political agenda on our customers at tremendous loss to our business and the annoyance of our stockholders and so forth. All right, getting into Sound of Freedom, the corporate media is just desperate to keep Americans from seeing Sound of Freedom. They're trying to tie it to the QAnon movement, even though there is no mention of QAnon anywhere in the film, okay? And they are doing this because Sound of Freedom fills in a lot of blanks about how the LGBT transgender movement is straight from the pedophilia and child trafficking playbook. It's pulling all these little disparate pieces together and saying, yeah, there is a whole entity here dealing with child sexual exploitation here. So Tim Ballard, the real-life former government agent depicted in the film, spoke with Fox News about the bizarre QAnon claims about the film coming from the likes of The Washington Post, Jezebel, Rolling Stone, Media Matters, The Guardian, and others. There's definitely a full court press against this. And again, we saw the same thing back in the early 1990s with the Franklin scandal, when there was a documentary made about that, a child trafficking ring that involved a credit union, and it even scandalized Boys Town and reached all the way to the White House. And they just did everything they could to keep that documentary from being seen. They literally threatened the Discovery Channel into taking it out of the programming. They bought up all the VHS copies. They were subsequently destroyed. But we do know what happened because an editing tape survived and was provided to a member of Congress who made it public and said, there is something really ugly going on there. So story coming out of Natural News, you know, looking at the way big media is trying to discredit Sound of Freedom, which is, by the way, still doing very well in the box office. You know, do they all support child sex trafficking? I mean, that's the real big question. How can you attack Sound of Freedom, you know, without making it look like you're in favor of child sex trafficking? And, you know, it's, yeah, there is something there. They are in an absolute panic. And we keep seeing that people at the very top of our society are capable of tremendous evil. And, you know, no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up. So, all right, down in Georgia, there have been close to 100,000 voter registrations challenged, and apparently one of the things they found identified people registered to vote at post office boxes, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to use your residential address unless you are in a special circumstance. It started originally with just 13 people. Then they came on back with more and more, 15,000 in October, 507 in April, and then finally 31,500, and now close to 100,000. So, yeah, the vote fraud is definitely out there, and they're going to try and do it again next year in 2024. And if the Democrats are reckless enough to run demented Biden in 2024, and he's declared to have won the election, I think you're going to have a lot of very angry Americans on your hand, because they're going to know what happened here. All right, let's talk about COVID. Now, Dr. McCullough basically found that report that came out from The Lancet where autopsies found 74% of deaths were related to the mRNA vaccination. Now, The Lancet has yanked it, but, you know, in the age of the Internet, once something gets out, you know, it's definitely out there. So Peter McCullough, chief scientific officer at the Wellness Company, along with his chief medical board, published a scientific study. And the shockwaves are still being felt. And, yeah, there's a problem out there. Now, the story out of Natural News here, this is another preprint from general practitioner Dr. Robin Kerr and cardiovascular researcher Harriet Carroll of Land University, proposes that blood clotting in the form of microclotting is largely responsible for what has come to be known as long COVID. So this is the biggest medical goof since thalidomide. Now, during a House Select Subcommittee on the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis of New York grilled a pair of scientists demanding to know why they suddenly changed their positions from considering a lab leak of the virus a likelihood to it being a conspiracy theory just days after Anthony Fauci emailed them both. And basically, Malliotakis asked Christian Anderson and Robert Gary why their paper on the proximal origins of COVID-19 from March 2020 dismissed the lab leak in favor of a zoonotic, meaning natural origin, when just days before they had suggested the virus was artificial. And addressing Anderson, the GOP representative said, "You and Gary expressed concerns about the genetic makeup of the virus just days before the initial draft of this paper came out," adding, "Dr. Fauci emailed you after you'd expressed concerns to him in a phone call that COVID would have been engineered." So what happened in that 3-day period? Okay. And obviously a deal was made here. Now, the other day we were talking about how, oh, we got to take a break for commercials, how time flies when you're having fun, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Let's talk Bidenomics. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. President Biden and his team are standing behind their economic record as Biden kicks off his reelection campaign. Let's talk about some numbers. $2.39. That was the price of a gallon of regular gasoline on Inauguration Day 2021. $3.56 was the average price yesterday. That is a $1.17 or 49% increase, which costs the average driver an additional $525 a year. So Bidenomics is not good on gasoline. 2.65% was the rate for a 30-year mortgage when Biden took office. 7.51% is the 30-year fixed rate today. That is a 283% increase that costs home buyers an extra $528 a month on a $100,000 mortgage. And those together, the Biden economy, cost the average home buyer with a car an extra $6,861 a year. So sure, unemployment is down, but Bidenflation is robbing all of us. Remember to listen what a politician doesn't say. Until next time, Sebas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here, and we've been commenting this last week about how the corporate media still really isn't reporting on the Biden's corruptions, but they're obviously less willing to cover for him. They're kind of pulling away from him. And it looks like the same thing may be happening to Anthony Fauci. And there was an article over at Brass Check saying that, you know, the Fauci Can Do No Wrong fan club may be breaking apart. And, you know, the corporate media considered Fauci to be off limits. Obviously, the independent media did not. But it looks like we're starting to see some questions being raised in the corporate media. I think when push comes to shove, keeping their audience, keeping their advertisers is the trump card over playing politics here. Let's see, article over at Exposé News. In less than 2.5 years, there have been 1,884 athlete cardiac arrests or serious issues, with 1,310 of them dead. And so there's this list that's being built by Mark Crispin Miller. And, yeah, we've been seeing the videos, you know, healthy people, you know, athletes, young athletes, you know, in the prime condition, just all of a sudden falling over dead. Now, one of the other situations that's coming on out has to do with the masking. We were all forced to wear those masks, which ultimately turned out to be completely ineffective. And it's like I was saying at the time, it's like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. They really didn't work, but they did restrict the flow of oxygen into your brain. And apparently, according to this article in the Daily Mail, dyslexia and speech disorders among children rose 17% during the COVID masking period, with nearly 1 in 10 kids now suffering a developmental disability. And this is coming from the CDC. Okay? So... And the CDC found that conditions such as dyslexia, autism, cerebral palsy, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are on the rise. So the more they tinker with us, the worse things seem to get. And again, this stands in sharp contrast, you know, with the Amish, who don't do any of this stuff, didn't socially distant and wear the mask, didn't get the shots. They don't get cancer. They don't get autism. They don't get, you know, they're the healthiest people in the United States of America are the Amish. And that's because nobody is messing around with them medically. All right. The FDA has approved the first ever non-prescription birth control pill. They're going to be able to sell this over the counter. It's called O-Pill, and it was given the green light today. And basically what's kind of interesting is about 2 months after a third-party advisory council unanimously recommended making O-Pill available without a prescription, the FDA today said, yeah, it's now available, and get this, with no age restrictions. In other words, very young girls can go into the store and buy this. And I think that's an area of concern. I think you ought to at least have a note from your parents so that they know what's going on here. All right, getting into the international news here. Biden did not put on a good display at the NATO summit in Vilnius. And there was this Finnish reporter who questioned him about political instability in the United States, and he snapped at her and said, you can't tell me whether you're going to be able to go home tonight. I'm not even sure what that really means. And apparently he confused Iceland for Ireland during his final speech at the NATO. And he even more strangely, he basically said, my home in Ireland. Now, Joe Biden has never lived in Ireland at all. Now, his ancestors came from Ireland. But no, he's never lived in Ireland here. And Joe is a joke, and NATO is a joke for putting up with him. And, you know, we're a nation without competent leadership. And that, you know, if you have a ship with nobody at the helm, it's going to wind up on the rocks. And that is a bad thing here. Colonel McGregor is out with another video saying Ukraine is being annihilated. That's absolutely true. And another article, this is from the original antiwar.com. So far, Ukraine's month-long counteroffensive has been a very costly failure. Attacks on Russian forces in the southern province of Zaporizhia have yet to achieve any significant strategic success. And the same is true across the entire line of contact. Some of Kiev's most fervent supporters are beginning to doubt Ukraine's armed forces have the firepower to penetrate Russia's multi-layered defensive belt, which has got minefields, tank traps, trenches, concrete bunkers. Actually, Ukraine has a lot of firepower. It's been supplied by all these Western nations. What they don't have are military trained to use it. And Colonel Richard Kemp is warning readers of the Daily Telegraph, prepare for Ukraine's counteroffensive to falter. I think it already has. And, of course, Zelensky is still out there grumbling because NATO will not directly intervene in Ukraine against Russia. And Zelensky knows that without Ukraine coming in directly, he is toast. And he definitely, looking at his face in the pictures, you can see it. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stitched the bone of computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. We're talking about Ukraine. And latest reports are that U.S. cluster munitions are arriving in Ukraine. And even worse than that, apparently the United States has sent mustard gas from their stockpile. It was supposed to be destroyed, and instead of destroying it, the U.S. said, Ukraine, you can have it. Both of these are considered banned weapons by most of the world. And cluster bombs, I mean, cluster bombs are still killing people down in Laos. you know, and we're going back to the Vietnam era when they were first used. I mean, that's how dangerous they are to the civilians here. And, of course, mustard gas is a blistering agent, and it's really nasty. It gets on your skin. It causes blisters and stuff. If it gets in your lungs, it can cause all kinds of problems. My grandfather, the one who used to get drunk with Richard Nixon, lost an entire lung to German mustard gas in World War I. I actually still have his gas mask, and it's still stained yellow from the mustard gas. That's why they called it mustard gas, because of the yellow color. All righty. Now, the U.S. is getting ready to send F-16s to Ukraine, and Russia is saying this is a very serious escalation because the F-16 is capable of delivering nuclear weapons. And basically, during the NATO summit, it was announced that a coalition of 11 nations will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets in August in Denmark. And there's a training center in Romania that will also be used as well. Now, last month, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg revealed Ukrainian fighter pilots were already being trained to fly F-16s. And, of course, Russia's concern, you know, this is a potential nuclear platform, and they're very, very upset about that. Now, Rheinmetall, Germany's leading arms maker, is getting ready to open a factory to manufacture tanks and armored vehicles in Ukraine within the next 12 weeks. And the company will also train Ukrainians how to use and maintain the tanks they manufacture at the plant. He said Ukrainians need to learn how to help themselves and cannot rely on Europeans and Americans for maintenance. So they're basically going to get that over there as well. Now, meanwhile, back in Germany proper, the far-right party Alternative for Deutschland, or AfD, won a district council election in the eastern town of Sonneberg last month. And the rise of the far right is reflecting the growing popular sentiment against the war in Ukraine. So we could actually see a major shift in the government in Germany because of this Ukraine war here. Now, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry, their read of the NATO summit in Vilnius is that the Western alliance is going back to Cold War schemes, and said the Kremlin is ready to respond to threats by using all means. Now, I'm old enough to remember the original Cold War, and in hindsight, it was just an excuse to bleed the populations of money to buy and build weapons, which ultimately wound up not being used. So it was basically, you know, it was a blessing, a gift, a subsidization of the arms industry, and a vindication of Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex. All righty. Now, a lot of people have been worried about the nuclear power plant at Zaporizhia, but there's a new problem. This is up in the Chernobyl exclusion zone. There has been a wildfire burning for 3 days that the firefighters are not able to deal with. And apparently back on the 9th, emergency services were alerted by a report of a forest floor fire near the village of Ilovnitsa in the Kiev region and territory near Chernobyl. And the cause of the fire is now being looked into. And, of course, Chernobyl, they're describing it as the largest nuclear catastrophe in the history of the world. I don't know. I'm thinking Fukushima took that crown away from them. And Chernobyl's going to have to settle for the silver. Sorry about that here. All righty. Down in Pakistan, 5 militants attacked a security post in the early hours of yesterday, triggering a shootout that left 9 soldiers, 5 attackers, and a female passerby dead. And the newly formed group Tehreek-e-Jihad Pakistan claimed responsibility without providing any further details. Now, China's U.S. envoy held a rare meeting at the Pentagon yesterday with the top U.S. defense official for Asia in talks that followed U.S. criticism of Chinese reluctance to engage in military communications. And basically, they talked for about an hour and a half. And from reading the article, I don't think they accomplished all that much. I think they were just going through the motions to say, yes, we're communicating, we're keeping the channels of communication open, and so forth and so on. Now, NATO, during the summit, drew four Indo-Pacific countries tighter into its orbit. This Australia, Japan, New Zealand, and South Korea. And this has caused China to basically accuse NATO of a continuing eastward march. And it's a reasonable conclusion to draw because NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and Australia, Japan, New Zealand, and South Korea are not in the around the Atlantic, anywhere near that. So ahead of talks, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said that in the current severe international security environment, the security of Europe and the Indo-Pacific are inseparable. In other words, it is going to be a real world war with a European theater and a Pacific theater. Now, in contrast to China's concerns about the eastward march, Biden had a recent interview with CNN's Fareed Zakariyyeh, during which he defended his decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine and suggested the U.S. can continually support Ukraine the way it supports Israel rather than adding it to the NATO alliance. Oh, goody, more money going out of our pockets to another country halfway around the world. And halfway through the interview, Biden made a claim that the U.S. is not trying to surround China. Now, that's obviously false. It's not the first time he said that. And to sort of underscore the fact that it was less than truthful, Biden's nominee to replace General Mark Milley as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said he would pursue establishing more bases in the Indo-Pacific region and increase support for Taiwan to prepare for a future war with China. Okay, bad news there. Okay. Israeli radicals, rather, raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem on Tuesday, and dozens of extremists stormed the mosque in groups and toured the holy place. Then they carried out Jewish religious rituals in violation of a long-standing status quo arrangement governing the Al-Aqsa compound, which reserves prayer at the site for Muslims alone. Al-Aqsa is the third holiest site in Islam and the most sacred Muslim place in Palestine. So, you know, Israel's trying to goad them into doing something. You know, we're going to, you know, say bad things about Mohammed and get Charlie Hebdo to do more cartoons. And, you know, as soon as you do something bad, we'll say, oh, look, the Palestinians are revolting. We'll just go on doing bad things here. All righty. Bad news in America's military. The suicide rate shows no signs of easing as active duty U.S. soldiers kill themselves at a rate of more than one per day in this year's first quarter. That's up 25% from the rate in 2022. Active duty suicides rose to 94 in the January through March period from 75 in the same quarter a year earlier. And you have to wonder, what is happening to these kids? You know, are they realizing that they're not the good guys out there on the battlefield? I think that was what really happened to a lot of our soldiers who went to Vietnam, and they realized they weren't fighting for the United States, that they were fighting for commercial interests and, you know, to grind up munitions to make the military companies rich. And they wound up doing a lot of drugs, which was helped along by the CIA, which was smuggling Kunsa's heroin out using the Air America aircraft. And they sold a lot of it to our soldiers in Vietnam, and a lot of them came back with really major addictions to deal with. So, yeah, it's obviously not a healthy environment if that many people are killing themselves. Okay, now, there was an interesting little article that came out from the European Union insisting that the push for a cashless society was purely one of convenience. It's not going to be a dictatorship. It's not going to be surveillance. It's not going to be a control. And then over at the World Economic Forum, they're out there saying that digital cash will force the climate agenda onto the public. In other words, left up to the World Economic Forum, once you're on this cashless situation, you will not be allowed to buy anything that they think is bad for the environment, like beef and so forth and so on. Now, Iran is still trying to deal with all of these sanctions that the U.S. government has thrown on it. And they've come to a unique deal with Iraq. They're going to go back to the barter system. and Iraq is going to begin paying for Iranian gas with crude oil, a straight swap without going through a currency, and that way they avoid falling foul of U.S. sanctions. And yeah, it seems like a really good way to get away from the sanctions is just go back to trade. I'm going to give you this, you're going to give me that. Okay? Deal with it. All righty. Getting on to oil, the Russian oil price at a key port is about to breach the sanctions cap, could lead to a sharp drop in supply. The reason why oil traded above $100 for much of last year is due to fears that it would be effectively withdrawn from global markets as a result of Western sanctions, slashing global oil supply by millions of barrels every day. Now, that didn't happen last year, but it looks like it's going to happen this year. And between Russia pulling back on the supply and Saudi Arabia pulling back on the supply on behalf of OPEC, yeah, we're going to have a fuel shortage in this country, all due to our foreign policy. And guess who gets to pay the ultimate price for all of that? You and I and everybody who needs fuel oil to heat their homes and gasoline for their cars and so forth and so on here. Meanwhile, an article out of Zero Hedge, President Biden's commitment to end fossil fuels, and he doesn't really have a usable replacement yet, has been ineffective in reducing our demand for oil, but very effective in both weakening the U.S. and empowering our primary global adversary, China. Now, assuming that a reduction in global carbon emissions is necessary to fight climate change, which is very much in dispute, it nonetheless makes little sense environmentally, economically, or strategically to hobble the American fossil fuel sector at this particular point, such as canceling pipelines like the Keystone, discouraging financing in oil projects, restricting leases, and slow walking the permits. You know, this is going to harm all of us here. And interestingly enough, there was a story about how, let me put this back here. The International Energy Agency warned if the supply of oil were to transition faster than demand with a drop in fossil fuel investments, it would lead to much higher prices, possibly for a prolonged period. That's going to hit you in the pocketbook at a time when Bidenflation is already making costs at the supermarket are going up. Gas pump has gone up. You know, it's just amazing here. Now, Biden is cheering the fact that the current inflation rate is down to 3%. And he's out there, see, what a good thing I've done. But others are saying, no, if you look at the total inflation since Biden took office, it's still way, way up there. And it's not corrected the problems there. Okay, now the Supreme Court has revived the whistleblowers' Medicare and Medicaid fraud lawsuits. And apparently there were companies that were defrauding Medicare and Medicaid. And the key tool to combat healthcare fraud was the False Claims Act and the cases concern that act and whether it was being used. Now, Senator Charles Grassley called the FCA the centerpiece of the government's anti-fraud arsenal. So apparently there were companies like SuperValu and Safeway were overcharging the government by filing false Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement claims for prescription drugs they sold. So everybody's out there taking advantage of the programs here. Meanwhile, auto insurers are hit by the worst crisis in 30 years, and they're saying premiums are going to go up. Now, you know, prices for used cars saw a significant drop in June, but auto insurance rates are soaring, driven mainly by higher repair costs, larger medical bills, and soaring litigation fees. Now, one of the good things they did out in California was the no-fault insurance. So if you got into an accident, your insurance companies took care of everything, and there was no court as to, you know, who was at fault and whose insurance company had to cover it, and that really did save quite a bit of money here. So the Wall Street Journal found that Allstate has already jacked up their premiums by 40% in Georgia. Nationwide Mutual Insurance has increased insurance rates by 32% in California. I guess no fault didn't work out. State Farm has bumped rates in New York by 11%. And the reason that many of these insurers have experienced significant losses over the last several years, an indication that premiums will continue to rise well into next year. Okay, let's see. Now, most European telecoms back the European Union digital ID system. There's been a lot of talk about digital ID for everybody. There's even talk about an online ID, that a number you will have to enter to access the internet so that if you post anything, they know who really did it. This is going to be a headache for the online shills, I have no doubt. And but apparently O2 Telefonica, Deutsche Telekom, and Vodafone are partnering with the EU to conduct a trial of digital identities. All righty, getting into immigration. Over in England, the Home Office plans ahead for migrants by renting hotel rooms. They are spending 500,000 British pounds every single day. That's about 650,000 US dollars. And they're just keeping these rooms open for incoming migrants. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is five times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details, or visit 3dbunkers.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, there are more than 1 million Ukrainian refugees who went to Germany to escape the war. And it turns out 44% of them would like to stay in the country. Now, I don't know about Germany today, but back in the 1980s when I was working there, it was a really, really nice place, and I enjoyed being there. Apparently, that's a larger number of the refugees than wanted to stay there back in 2022. 44% now. In 2022, it was 39%. Excuse me. Of those polled in the new survey, 18% had found a job, and the reason given for this was high participation in integration and language courses intended to boost employability. The three-quarters of the refugees were taking German courses or had already finished them. Auskasaikna. Okay, let's see. Now, there was a trend on social media a while back, and it all got started with a very rotund, let's call it what it was, overweight lady screaming about how airlines needed to provide seating for double plus wide people, that, you know, the airlines are fat shaming people, and, you know, they're not making accommodations for huge people. And then they extended this to the restrooms, saying, you know, the airplanes have to have restrooms that can accommodate, you know, really, really large people. And apparently Vice President Kamala Harris hopped on this bandwagon saying, yeah, this is a real problem, this airplane restroom inequity. And, of course, she immediately got mocked for it, for making this an important issue at the time when Kamala Harris, supposedly our border czar, is ignoring the wide open border to our south. And so, Twitter users responded with laughter and derision, and saying, you know, remodeling aircraft to make room for ultra-large people inevitably would increase flight prices and the cost of the aircraft as well. So, and, you know, I understand what it's like to be overweight. You know, prior to my PMR, I weighed close to 300, and now I'm down to about 160. But we need to understand the reason we have an obesity crisis in this country is food manufacturers put chemicals in the food that make you want to eat more, so that you will buy more, so that the food companies will make more money. And that includes things like monosodium glutamate, which confuses the signal to the brain that says, I've had enough to eat. And there are others as well. Plus all these growth hormones that are pumped into meat and poultry that, if not fully metabolized when the animal is harvested, will affect your body the way it affects the poultry and the livestock. So if we really want to deal with the obesity epidemic in this country, we've got to clean up the food supply and get some of these chemicals out of there. All right, the music is playing. It's time to do station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.